Welcome to Barbells to Buddhas, and I'm your host, Roar Alexander, online fitness, health, and body transformation coach. Now, I can honestly say I spent well over a decade in the gym not getting nearly the results for the work that I was putting in, wasting lots of time, lots of money, and just like those aimless workouts, my life was the exact same. Lame jobs, crappy apartments, living paycheck to paycheck, never building what I wanted either inside or outside the gym. So one day I just said to myself, enough is enough. With no credit cards, no money, no plan, I bought a one-way ticket to Hong Kong because all I knew was my life sucked and it had to change. And for years I traveled Asia and India, discovered new cultures, traditions, foods, and my body and my life just started to come together. And I realized that I'd been making fat loss, muscle gain, body transformation, and even my life so much more complicated than it had to be. And now this is what I'm hoping to bring to you, helping you transform your body in the gym to live much better outside the gym. And saying that, let's get on to Barbells to Buddhas. What's going on, everybody? It's Roar Alexander, the Barbells to Buddhas podcast. And this is the podcast for those of you who are sick and tired of the Wonder Bread life and in start want to live stronger, longer, leaner, and a hell of a lot better. Now, what does better mean to you? Well, I have no idea, but I'll tell you what it means to me. It means staying in great shape, staying in great health, doing cool shit over owning a bunch of crap, doing things like Muay Thai in Thailand, trekking in holy mountains in India, chilling on some exotic beach in the Philippines, you know, conducting workshops and classes and courses all over the world while at the same time learning new skills and, of course, making tons of friends all over the world, which is great because then you have free places to stay on this little blue speck that we call Earth. But hey, that is just me. But if this sounds great to you, and I'll be honest, it'd be pretty weird if it didn't, then make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button. And if you're listening to this right now on either Apple or Spotify, it would be so awesome if you could slam me out a 5-star rating. Or if you happen to be watching this on YouTube, toss me a quick thumbs up and a nice comment telling the world what you think about this podcast. Remember, that's nice comments because nobody likes douchey trolls. Now, just a reminder that this episode of the Barbells to Buddhas podcast, this is a live recording today that I'm doing through my Barbells to Buddhas Facebook group. So if you're not in that group, make sure you check it out. This is a fun private group that I've designed for people just like you who want some great advice, workout, nutrition, lifestyle tips. And it's a great place also to jump into any of my, you know, challenges or kickstarts, I should call them, but particularly my newest one, which is my 30-day SuperFit Kickstart Online Challenge. You'll also get Facebook Live, updates on podcast releases, plus tons of extra great value. In fact, as of today, I am officially making this the only place I do lives. I'm not going live on my Facebook profile anymore. I am only going live in my group. So that's one of the benefits of it. That's why if you're watching this in your group and you're like, sounds like he's recording a podcast, that is exactly correct. I am recording a podcast that I will be putting on Apple and Spotify, but I'm going to be doing it right here. So if you do listen to podcasts, by the way, guys, make sure you do jump over to Apple, Spotify, anybody else, and look for Barbells to Buddhas. And in the meantime, if you happen to be listening to this and you're not in my group, then make sure you just go on Facebook and search for Barbells to Buddhas by Roar Alexander. It's 100% free to join as long as you got big goals, big dreams, and a big vision for you and your life. And I cannot wait to have you in. So today's episode is about things that I wish I had done when I started my fitness journey, you know, 27 years ago, 25 years ago, whatever it is. I'm turning 47 in 2 days, February the 24th. Feel free to send me presents. So there's quite a few things that I've changed over my time. Because, you know, my journey, I'm basically, you know, I was like 6'1", 6'2", in high school. So I was extremely skinny. I was a really skinny, tall dude. Not that it was like freakishly skinny guys you see, like it looks like the wind's gonna knock him over, but I definitely, you know, I was told a lot, you look like a runner, you look like a runner. And I'm like, That is like the biggest insult to somebody who weight trains is that you look like a runner. Then I went through like a skinny fat phase because I was like, okay, so I'll just go to the gym and I'll just eat a bunch of food. So that's a skinny fat thing. Went through a very fit time, but just doing the crap that I just, like this is what this podcast is about. I was fit by doing a bunch of crap that I did not have to do and basically missing out on the first, you know, really some important years of my life. Like, don't get me wrong, I mean, 20s weren't bad, I had some fun, but I never, if you know my story, I never left my province, my hometown, till I was 30, and I never left my country till I was 37. Now you got kids that are like 22 that are backpacking around the world, making shitloads of money, traveling all over like I did. I was about 20 years behind, and you don't have to be. But a lot of things that I would change in my fitness journey, particularly, which has got me to the point I am now, where I'm at one of my most fit levels ever. I would arguably say my most fit level, or very close to where I was at like 35, 36, 37, while I was doing all the crap like eating chicken, eating broccoli and all that nonsense, and just basically miserable, never eating out, never traveling. Moved to Vancouver at 30, snowboarded once in the 7 years I was here, just chasing paycheck to paycheck, going, oh, I can't snowboard because I gotta hit the gym, you know? So a lot of mistakes I made. And today I'm going to tell you about some of the things that I would do very differently if I could jump in a DeLorean and hit, you know, whatever, I don't do math in my head, whatever 20 some odd years ago was. So, number one, and this is probably a big one, is I should have done, and I do now, direct and focused ab work. You see, I was always kind of like, I was one of those people that never did any direct ab work, or if it was really light abs, like 100 sit-ups, 200 sit-ups, like flopping around. Or I got into my CrossFit phase, you know, and stuff like that, where I'm like, oh, well, you get all your ab work through, you know, deadlifts and squats and all the functional exercises. No, you do get core work in there, but that's very different. Ab work, what I'm talking about, is actually working on the muscles to show the six-pack. So that's what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about abs, I'm talking about that very defined round area right there, that oval area of the abs. And so now what I do is I do direct focus ab work about 3 to 5 days a week. On a bad week, it's 3. I try not to, though. It's usually, I would say, about 4 to 5, focusing on, you know, and I don't want to get too technical here. This isn't a whole video on how to do it, but, you know, I make sure I do top down, bottom up. But the biggest thing is really focusing on direct ab work. That means doing weighted crunches. And that's another thing, right? Progressive overload. One of the mistakes most people make, and everybody makes almost, including me, right, embarrassingly, right up to just a few years ago, even though I kind of knew, like I've known about it for a while, but I was always kind of like, no, you don't have to, but I realized you do. By the way, if you're watching this on video, I apologize for the glitchiness. It's a new webcam and it's just super glitchy. I don't know what the deal is with this. So it might be just be better to just go about your work and just turn this up and listen to it like it is an audio podcast. This Mac Mini just webcams just don't seem to get along. This is my third one, I think. But anyway, understand this. If you want to get a good six pack, like a nice thick six pack where you can see it, you know, even under a substantial amount of fat, I don't mean like 20%, but there's guys that can get really good six packs at like 16, 15% body fat. When I did my fitness competition many years ago, when I was 28, which I'll be doing again when I'm 48, by the way, I was down to like 12% body fat and still barely had a six pack, like under good lighting with the spray tan and all, you could kind of see it. But I mean, there was no reason for that. And the reason for that is because I didn't do any direct focus work. But the abs are just like any other muscle group. So if you came to me and said, hey, I want to get bigger arms, should I do some arm exercises or should I just do chest, back, and legs and stuff? I say, no, you have to do some direct arm exercises. Yes, your arms will get stronger and a little bit bigger just through the universality of training. But if you really want to get bigger arms, you must work out your arms. So it's the same thing with abs. If you want to get really defined, thick abs, you know, big peaks, deep valleys, right? Because then the fat will contour with it a little more. Then you need to do focused ab work using progressive overload. That means, let's say, you know, for the next couple weeks, you're doing regular, really good focused control crunches. Then you add maybe a 5 pound weight and you do the same number of reps, but with the 5 pounds, you move up to 8 pounds, you move up to 10, you get the idea. Maybe you get into working with some bands. So you have some resistance pulling you back, because just like the arms, you need to get heavier over time. You can't do the 10s forever. You got to go 10, 12, 15, 20, 20, you get the idea. Exact same thing with abs. And that is definitely one of the mistakes that I made. So the current frame rate is too low. Please set the frame rate. Let's try that. Maybe that's the problem here. Maybe this whole thing is going on too. I don't know how to fix the frame rate though. I don't know how to do that. No, there's a lot of stuff this thing's telling me to do, and I don't know how to do that right now. All right. So that's number one, is doing direct focused ab work. Now, number two is going to be tracking my workouts. I did a lot of what I call exercising and not training, but even when I was quote unquote training, you know, going in there with a bit of a plan, I was constantly just going, okay, what did I do last week? I'm pretty sure on bench I did 185, I think maybe it was 205. I'll just do 205 today. I did not do tracking. Now, the odd time, every now and then I would start tracking. I'd go buy a book if I really got in one of these like manic moods. I gotta track. But it would last for a few weeks at best and it would fade away. Since I've been, last 2 years now, I've been really focused on tracking. In fact, I've developed my own tracking. I don't want to say, and I don't use apps, by the way. I believe in paper and pen. I think paper and pen is the way to go. So I developed my own tracker, which I can print out and fits in your typical 3-ring binder, and I keep that in my gym bag. I like it. I like having a pen. I like the ease of it. I don't like having to go into apps. I don't like having to search. I just like to open it up. It's right there. So if you're interested in that, then just where should we go? Because you're listening. I'm going to assume, well, if you listen to this in my Facebook group, you can just say, you know, just say tracker in the comments, and I'm more than happy to toss you a tracker. If you're listening to this on the podcast, what you have to do is, let's take a look here. You can go to my website. So let's go to my website right now. Here we go, which is barbellstobuddhas.com. Click on free stuff. You're going to see a video of me. You can close that, roll down. Yeah, you get to workout tracker PDF. Click get it now, and boom, there you go. Put in your email address, and you will be sent a copy of that. But yeah, tracking is a big one. Tracking your reps, tracking your sets, and tracking your weights. It takes the guessing out, and guessing leads to guessing results. Long story short, you don't want to do that. Number three. And I kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier, but it's it kind of led to it, I should say, teased it a bit. But it's using much more mind over muscle connection, really focusing on contracting the muscle. Now, a lot of people say, oh, it doesn't matter as long as you go to failure. It does. You're right, it doesn't. But at the same time, a lot of people, they're not going to failure. They're just kind of whipping the weights around. They're using a lot of momentum. No, really taking the time to come up, a nice solid squeeze at the top, and then slowly back down. Okay, so for those of you that are a little more technical, that would be called the phases of a lift. So when the muscle shortens, okay, so basically think of a bicep curl. When you're moving your arm up, so you're moving your hand up closer to your shoulder, the muscle is shortening. That's called the concentric. That's the concentric motion, okay? The muscle's getting shorter. You want to do that fairly quickly because that's an explosive basic movement right there. So you want to come up with a nice curl, providing you do that quickness with perfect technique. If you're just, you know, whipping up your elbow and kind of like swinging your arms around, no. If you're in good technique though, you want to come up, bring it up nice and fast. Then when you get to the top and you squeeze, I really want you to squeeze that bicep, and I want you to go one Mississippi, two Mississippi while you're squeezing. So a two full 2 second squeeze, and then down. 4, 3, 2, 1, squeeze the triceps at the bottom. So now give the arms a good straight arm 1 second squeeze, and then come back up again. And I want you to do that for basically almost every exercise you do. I really want you to, when you get to that top of that concentric portion, to the top of the flexed portion, I really want you to squeeze on that hard, okay? For 1 to 2 seconds, and then don't let gravity just drop it back down, but slowly bring the weight back down, or slowly let the weight go back up. Let's say you're doing a pull down, right? So you're going to pull it down fairly quickly, squeeze it, one, two, and then slowly let the arms come back up, one, two, three, four. So instead of just going in the gym and really just going through the motions, through the exercises, you know, kind of fast and half-assed, really take the time to think about every single rep you do. And I've said this before. If it says 10 reps, don't go in there thinking, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. No, it's one rep done 10 times. Very different than doing a rep 10 times. You're doing one rep 10 times. So make each one of those reps work really, really well. The next one would be, and this is a huge one, guys. This has made the biggest difference. Okay, this is the biggest, biggest difference, bar none. Tracking my food. You see, I was very much one of those quality of food, home cook, eat your meals at home. Because like I said, I didn't go out a lot when I was in my younger. So I would not go out because I'm like, oh no, all the restaurants, they put bad oils in, they put all the sugar in, they put all the cheap, shitty ingredients in, they use crap, crap, crap. I only want good. Which is great. I mean, you really should. You should eat, everything you do should be like a fine wine. You should eat, your coffee should be like a fine wine. Your wine should be a fine wine. Your food should be good. But I never got the body I wanted eating all the fucking shaman blessed from a mountain in the Himalayas, organic, you know, you name it, food, because I was still just eating too much food. Because here's the thing, I'd be like, make spaghetti. I'm like, oh, well, you need to have olive oil. So I get the extra virgin olive oil and I pour it on there because it's good fats and you need the good fats and all that. But I was just adding hundreds of calories, like one tablespoon of olive oil, guys. And I did not use one tablespoon, and you probably don't use one tablespoon. Use more. One tablespoon is equal to half a bagel. So think about this. Every time you guys are making your, you know, your salads or your spaghetti, whatever it is, and you're adding olive oil on top of it, and you're just kind of, you know, kind of drizzling it on there. The truth is, you are probably throwing the equivalent calories of at least an entire bagel just on top of your food. So right there, you're like, holy shit. So I'm just having a plate of spaghetti with a bagel on top. Not the best call, is it? So really getting and dialing in and tracking your food. And this is a funny one, because people think, oh, this, he wants me to track every single thing I eat and I'm going to be obsessed. No, here's a fact. I hate to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this straight up. You are a boring eater. I am a boring eater. You might not think, well, I don't want to be boring, but yes, you do. You probably have the same breakfast every single day. You probably have one of the same three lunches every single day. You probably go to the same 10 restaurants every single day. You have the same dinners every single day. Most of us eat about 80% of the same foods over and over and over again. So all you do is you take each meal, put it into your MyFitnessPal, and you go, okay, normally I have this for breakfast. How many calories, grams of this? Boom. And then you can just repeat it again and again and again, right? So that's what I do. So I just took all my meals. I eat about three different breakfasts. I eat about three or four different lunches and I eat a few different dinners. And I combined it all. And then I just go, okay, there we go. I created the recipes in the Fitness Pal, and then I just type it in. So I'll type in like Roar's oatmeal breakfast, click. Maybe the next day it's Roar's yogurt breakfast, click. Roar's French toast breakfast, click. Boom, it all puts it in there. It's super easy. You track your food for a few weeks, a month, you know, create your recipes, figure out what you're eating 80% of the time. If you track even just 80% of the time, you're gonna be a lot better off than people who don't track at all. That is a fact. So get out there and start food tracking. Hey guys, I just wanted to jump in here for a quick moment to tell you about my Stronger, Longer, Leaner, and Better coaching program with, of course, myself. Now, I have been doing health and fitness and body transformation coaching for a long time. A long time. It's my Obi-Wan. And the reason I love it so much is because I love to see my clients change for the better. Now, I do want to be clear about that. I'm not talking so much about the physical transformations, but they're there. Believe me, they are there. But I'm talking more about the internal mental transformations, you know, the newfound confidence, the boost in energy, the boost in their outlook. Guys who are hiding behind profile pictures of some cartoon character or superhero are now replacing it with their smiling photographs. Guys who would never have taken their shirt off at the beach, hell, even avoided beaches and pools, are now hitting up saunas and cold dips and sharing their amazing experiences on their social media. Guys who dream to travel, adventure, exploration, maybe finding their inner 007, but thought to themselves, you know what? that's just not for me. Guys who thought my best days are behind me, and honestly, they weren't even that great, are now getting and taking a huge new second chance at life. And even the dads who just have the energy and stamina to play with their kids without getting winded or, you know, having to rest their feet or rest their backs after a simple trip to the park. That, my friends, is what gets me fired up. And I hope that's maybe what gets you fired up as well. Because the fact is this, you never know how much you're missing from your life until you start that journey. And I know it can be a scary journey, very intimidating, right? Diets, fad workouts, ridiculous fast, ridiculous cleanses, circus act workouts. This guy says this, that guy says that. You have no idea who to believe or who to trust. And that is where I want to help you. Because I know it's a scary world when it comes to fat loss. But the truth is, guys, it doesn't have to be at all. So let's get rid of that fat. Let's build some muscle. And let's start to see more and experience more of this crazy world we live in, but in the good way. Now, if this sounds great to you, then please feel free to set up your 100% free first 5-pound strategy call with me. And yes, it could be your first 5 pounds of fat loss or 5 pounds of muscle gain. It's up to you. But let's hop on a call and find out where you think you could use some help. And let's find out if we're a great fit. So go to www.barbellstobuddhas.com/free call, fill out the Quip application, and let's connect. And now let's get back to the Barbells to Buddhas podcast. The next one is my protein spread out. I have a genetic issue when it comes to protein. I do not absorb protein very well. So for me, I've been doing really well by really spreading out my protein through the day. I'm, you know, about 200 and some odd pounds, 205 or something like that. Working, by the way, on getting up to about 220 by this Christmas. So I'm actually going the opposite. I'm actually going to a weight gaining phase starting on the day after my birthday, February the 25th at 6 p.m. And I know it sounds weird because I got this sun and a fire and ice event coming up and I want to be lean for that. So I don't want to start bulking up a couple of days before, but I'm not doing a dirty bulk, but I still want to be as lean as I can that day because we got a photographer coming in for some photos and stuff. But as soon as that event's done, man, I'm starting the creatine. I'm starting a whole bunch of stuff. But for me, it's about spreading the protein out and into smaller doses. So what I'll do is I have about 30 grams a second I wake up in the morning, because your body is very, it's catabolic in the morning, but it's also like a little anabolic sponge, meaning your muscles are just begging for protein. So I give them a hit of protein the second I wake up. A lot of evidence has shown that a protein spike as soon as you get up is probably one of the best things you can do for your muscles, especially building muscle, maintaining muscle as you get older. So I do that, then I have my breakfast, and so I usually go like 30 grams, a whole bunch during the day. I have a protein boost, so I probably spread my protein out about 5 meals a day at about 40 grams of protein each one, and that ends up being about my 200 grams in a day. So spreading it out. Now, I don't have this written down, but I probably should have, because another big thing I do, really focusing on digestive health. And I know people be like, oh, here we go with the gut health. No, I'm not talking about the gut health and all the probiotics and all that stuff's important too, but I'm just talking about literally about digesting. One of the problems I have with my DNA, is that I don't digest protein super, super well. I just kind of waste it. So I've started using some really good digestive aids. HCL is a good one. Basically, think of it as a stomach acid in a cap. As well as another supplement, I believe this is called Gastro Repair or something like that. I can't remember, but it's some digestive aids. So for me, it's more about the actual digestive stomach aids. And then you can also look into things like protein digestive enzymes. But without the stomach acid, all that other stuff's not going to help. So I would suggest HCL for those of you that maybe you just realize, hey, you know what? I don't seem to absorb I just don't seem to break down food as efficiently as I should. HCL is really going to help. So yeah, having protein, but also making sure that I'm taking the aids to help me digest and actually utilize that protein so it's not just wasted. The next one is going to be NEAT, which is non-exercise activity thermogenesis, or low exercise activity thermogenesis. So for me, that is things like, even right now at my standing desk. Now I'm not standing right now, but I am on a wobble stool, and because of my ADHD, I do tend to wobble and sling back and forth. I will also, right now, actually, I'm going to put this into a standing mode. So let's get this desk up here. There we go. So now, standing desk. So I use a standing desk a lot. I have a standing desk here. I have a standing desk in my office. I have a number of standing desks. The other thing too is, you know, I'll take a walk and make sure I get in my walks. But the biggest key, I guess, behind what I'm saying about before I get into the exact tactics I use, is you want to be as active as possible with low levels. So that's just like walking more, standing more, just moving more. I have a low furniture house. Every morning I start off with some low level activity. So you want to, again, track your activity. So far today I'm at just under 4,000 steps at 10 in the morning. It's a little bit lower than normal, but every day I'm usually ending up at 12,000 to 15,000. A bad day for me is 10, which is kind of my lowest number. That's something I did not pay attention to at all for the longest time, because I was like, oh, you're the only, you know, you just need to work out at the gym. Just work out at the gym. That's all you need. And no, that's not all you need. It's so by far from not all you need. It's not even funny. Nowadays, I'm more 4 days a week at the gym, but I'm active every single day. I'll also go to a sauna. Now, saunas have been shown to actually burn more calories too. Almost double the amount of calories you burn sitting in a sauna than you do sitting in a chair. So again, a very inactive form of activity, yet very active when it comes to increasing your calorie burn. And similar like that, also getting cold. Actually, I'm getting a cold tub for my birthday. Getting cold, because what happens, right? Your body, obviously you're cold, so your body then has to heat up in order to keep you from going into hypothermia. So cold is another great way to burn more calories. So really focusing on just getting more movement and ways to burn more calories without just relying strictly on the gym. I don't want to do Tuesday days, all that sort of stuff, right? The next one I would say would be really big for me, and along the same lines, because it does tie in, is mobility work. I am a 6'4" stiff white fucker. I'm about as pathetic as you get. I've had yoga teachers laugh at me. My physiotherapist is like, man, wow. So I've done, starting a couple years ago, once I moved back from Asia, I really started doing daily mobility work. So I have my little mobility routines I do. I do yoga routines off YouTube. Because I tried for the longest time. I was doing, again, when I moved to Bangkok, really, I got into yoga when I was in Bangkok. Because like, hey, I got to get this flexibility issue solved. And I would go to hot yoga. So I'm living in 40 degree Bangkok, going to 45 degree hot yoga 2 times a week, 3 times a week, thinking, oh, this is all I need. Again, same thing, right? The gym is all you need. This is all I need. 3 times yoga, 2 times yoga, hot yoga, 2 days a week. That'll fix it. It didn't. Fixed it for the day. The next day I was back to stiff. So now what I do is every day I do 10 to 15 minutes of mobility. And even like if you're watching this, like even standing at my desk, I can bring up my leg and I can do stretches at my standing desk, right? So I can do lots of that stuff. So I have a band that I keep. Looks like, yep, there it is. Got this band I keep at my desk that allows me to do some postural stuff, and I can do some stretches with the band as well. Really helps me keep energized the day and help me keep some more mobile. Now, the next one I'm going to talk about, this is a fairly new one and something that I know I should have done a long time ago. I just didn't. And that is, guys, if you know you really suck at something, let's say something really hurts, there's something you can't do because of a physical blockage, or you're just like, you know what, your mobility just fucking sucks and you can't figure this shit out, then go to a physio. Find a specialist in whatever it is, the area that you're trying to get better at that you can't handle. So if it's weight loss, you know, body transformation, yes, come to me. For me, it's the mobility issue. So I go to a physio, Chris, and he is excellent. And he's been really helping me start to work on my getting my flexibility and my mobility and just my freedom of movement back. So it's not going to get better by itself. It is only going to get worse. So go to the professionals. That's why professionals exist in everything. And if it's like fucking finances, then go find a finance specialist to help you out. But just do something. So get out there and get yourself a specialist in an area that you really need taken care of. And for me, it's hips, because I just have such immobile hips and ankles. And those are it, guys. Those are the really big ones. Besides that, little things like, and this goes back to tracking my food, but for me, the biggest difference has been really my fat intake was very high. In Thailand, we constantly eat these porks, these delicious bacons, but a lot of fat, and they cook everything in oil. So I've really cut back on the oils, made a huge difference. I am not a keto person. In fact, for me, it's about cutting out the fats, and you realize huge weight drop when you do that. And also, tracking is really going to help you not even get in all those little sneaky bites you take here and there. The few chocolate almonds here, a little donut hole there. Oh, you know what? I'm 6'4" and I worked out today. I can have 2 donut holes. As soon as I cut out the donut holes and the 12 grain, you know, whole wheat bagels with the natural cream, with the natural peanut butter, I mean, weight dropped a lot. So all those little sneaky things here and there, even those quote unquote healthy sneaky things that you're adding on that are just adding on calories. Because again, I would adding on, you know, 200 calories from a bagel, another 100 calories from peanut butter. That's a 300 calorie, you know, extra on top of the meal. So that's a big difference. At the end of the week, 10 days, that's 3,000 calories. It's almost a pound right there. So that's it, guys. That is what I would do different today. So, you know, if you liked what I heard today or my message in general resonates with you, and I want to see you live your best life, I have created my Leaner, Stronger, Fitter private coaching program. And also as of 2023, I have launched my new SuperFit group transformation program. You are, of course, feel free to book a free first 5-pound strategy call with me personally, and I will see if we are a great fit to work together. You can visit me at www.barbellstobuddhas.com/free call, fill out a super fast application, and we'll see how it goes. Now, before you do that though, keep in mind, I only work with about 5 to 6 clients in my private coaching program and about 8 in my group coaching program at any one time. So feel free to set up your call, but also be really sure you're serious about investing into some big changes in your body and your life, and you are ready to start right away. This is for action takers, guys, not people who are just like fooling around, not people just shopping around. Do I cost more than your typical community center personal trainer? Yes. Do I cost as much as seeing a personal trainer 4 times a week, 3 times a week? Arguably, I could say yes, but the difference is, as opposed to just giving you a little bit of nutrition advice between fucking reps, I go into your fitness, I go into your nutrition, I go into your lifestyle. We get on the phone in your good weeks, we get on the phone in your bad weeks. You have constant attention, you get the Zooms, you get everything. Basically, when you pay for coaching, guys, you're paying for the knowledge, sure. Everybody pays for the knowledge, but there's tons of knowledge out there. Go read, I can give you 10 books. You're paying for the accountability, and you're paying for the coaching. You're paying for those days where your dog just fucking died. You're like, oh my God, I want to go eat cake. And I say, hey, what's your goal? Why do you care about your goal? What can we do today to minimize any damage you're going to do and maximize what you can do with the mood that you're in? And that is the biggest difference when it comes to coaching. So till next time, guys, of course, I'm here to help you. As always, what is it? Live leaner, stronger, longer, and a hell of a lot better. Talk to you guys again soon.
Are you a busy entrepreneur or professional who's been hard at work chasing your passions and designing your dream career, but you've placed your fitness and health on the back burner, and now you're seriously thinking about, or maybe even currently struggling to transform your body and your health while still fitting in all the big responsibilities you have? Well, if the answer is yes, then let me help you get into the best shape of your life without the fad diets, the internet challenges, the exhausting HIIT workouts, or take it away from your work, passion projects, social life, or family. Simply go to www.barbellstobuddhas.com/free call and schedule your 15-minute first 5-pound strategy call with me today. It's completely free. Leave your wallet at home, and I look very forward to speaking with you.